Grace and peace to you from God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So, just this last week, my parents' house, the house that I grew up in, the house that was where my nursery was, and my childhood bedroom, and all of that, my parents still live there. It just started undergoing a pretty major remodel. My parents have decided they're going to live in that house forever, so they might as well make it the way they want it. And this week, walls came down, floor came up, good old 70s paneling on one of the walls came down. Yeah. It is going to be a mess in my parents' house until February now. My parents have been thinking about this renovation and planning it for months. And they have an idea of what it's going to look like when it's done. A lot of major changes are happening. Floor is moving up, and benches are being put in by our fireplace, all sorts of things. And it's going to be wonderful. A warm place where we can have family and friends together for gatherings. A place where things are comfortable and easy and beautiful. But right now, things are not comfortable, easy, or beautiful in my parents' home. Because change, even really good, hoped-for, beautiful change, requires a little construction work along the way. It's not easy, it's not simple, and it's not always pleasant. I was visiting them on Friday, and our contractor was doing something upstairs. I have no idea what, but it was very loud. And my parents' cat, who used to be my cat, was just looking at me like, "What is happening here? Why are you letting them do this?" So right now, my parents and I and my brother are holding out hope for what we know will be. My parents thought this remodel was going to start back in October, but for me, their pastor daughter, it's really fitting that it started in the middle of Advent, a season of hope and change, expectation, and a realization that to get to what we're hoping for might be a little messy. In our gospel text today, we heard that John the Baptist was calling people to repent, which very simply means to change. Not just to say, "Yeah, I'm for this." Not just to say, "Yeah, I want in with whatever you've got going on there," but to repent, to confess their sins, be washed in the Jordan River, and bear fruit worthy of repentance, really change. And in Isaiah, we read an incredible picture of the kingdom of God. The lamb and the wolf lying together, the ox and the bear grazing, children playing over a snake's den without any fear. No more pain, no more violence, even for the sake of food, no more loss. All of God's creation in harmony with one another. But what on earth is going to have to go through the wolf and the bear and the snake in order for them to be with their prey without killing them? And what is going to have to happen to the lamb and the calf and the child to not be afraid of the one next to them? In Advent, we wait with hope and joy for the coming of the kingdom of God. We know that it will be good. We live in that promise, especially in this season. But it's not going to change without any mess or difficulty or change in the middle. Just like my parents' house is going to be a mess for a little while and going to throw off a lot of things, like our Christmas. We don't have a tree up because we don't know when the floor is going to be taken away. We know it will be good, but we cannot get there without a little bit of discomfort, without a little bit of moving everything around, not certain what's happening, when, and how it's going to happen, without literally knocking down a few walls. John calls us to repent, to change. What is going to have to change in us for the kingdom of God to come to fruition? What will we have to lose so that we can welcome all of God's creation in with us? What will we have to do differently so there will not be any more pain or violence? People hungry and in need. Thank God we don't have to do it alone. John the Baptist is out in the wilderness calling people to repent, to confess their sins and change their lives, and baptizing them in water and telling them about the one who will come, who will baptize not just with water, but with the fire of the Holy Spirit. The baptism we are baptized into. We have the promise from God that we are called and claimed. Often when we are such small children, we don't even remember that call. We are God's. God's kingdom is coming, and God has a place for us in it. Living into that promise, living into that call that God has put upon us, we can repent, change, and confess our sins every single day. We know we won't get it all right on our own. We know that we cannot make God's kingdom come by ourselves. That's why we look forward to the coming of Christ, who changed everything, who taught us how to love our enemies instead of hate them, bless them and not curse them, who taught us that those on the outside, in the wilderness, rejected by most people, are beloved as well, who showed us how to live God's unconditional love. Jesus showed us how to change. Today's sermon is not an easy one, because I'm not just telling you to be happy and hopeful. I'm telling you that this is going to be uncomfortable sometimes. That there are parts of us that have to die every day. The sin in us that dies every day. What will it look like when the lion is eating straw and the bear is grazing next to a calf? Change isn't easy. It isn't comfortable. But by the grace of God, we can bear fruit worthy of our repentance. By the grace of God who loved us even in our sin, we can change every day. We can remember our baptism, confess our sins, and know that God is with us every step of the way. this Advent, I hope you think about changes that have come through your life through God and that will still come. About the kingdom of God coming near to us here and now. And know that you are not alone. You do not have to bear this burden by yourself. But that God calls us to live into our baptism and to live into fruit worthy of repentance every single day. Amen.